This is VPR News. I'm Peter Biello. Vermont's troubled health insurance marketplace will soon undergo yet another round of scrutiny. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, this newest audit will examine nearly every aspect of the year-old program.
Vermont Health Connect, that's the official name of the state's insurance exchange, has undergone plenty of inspections since it was launched last October. Most of the attention has focused on the technological glitches and managerial shortcomings that led to a rocky rollout for the troubled program. But a new examination will test its performance on everything from the quality of the advice from people manning the call center to the adequacy of the security systems that protect consumers' data.
I think most of it's the functioning of this exchange in terms of its program integrity, its security, internal controls in terms of eligibility determination, and its operating procedures for accurate enrollments and compliance with regulations.
Harry Chen is the secretary of the Agency of Human Services, and Chen says the program integrity audit is part of an annual reckoning required by the federal government. Chen's agency launched a search for a contractor to perform the audit late last month. Chen says federal regulators want to make sure state-based insurance exchanges do an accurate job determining benefits levels for low-income customers. And he says the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services also wants to verify that Vermont is adhering to the federal rules governing these state programs. Vermont has spent more than $70 million on the exchange so far.
I think audits in general absolutely do provide that opportunity in terms of ensuring that you have the appropriate compliance, the appropriate internal controls, basically that it's working as it was intended to work.
The Shulman administration has come under heavy fire for the technological problems that have plagued Vermont Health Connect since its launch. Administration officials last month took the Vermont Health Connect website offline so it could rectify security issues. Chen says the site is on pace to be back online well before the open enrollment period begins on November 15th.
Certainly our goal is to have it up before open enrollment. At least by the reports I get, we should be up within the next probably couple weeks.
The audit will begin January 3rd, and its findings are due by the middle of March. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.